Governor Gavin Newsom signed Assembly Bill 715 into law Tuesday. Despite passing with zero no votes in the California Assembly or Senate, the bill has been met with mixed responses. Supporters, including the Anti-Defamation League and the Jewish Public Affairs Committee of California, say the measure is necessary to combat the rise in anti-Semitism they say has occurred since the October 7th attack on Israel in 2023. Opponents of the legislation call it censorship. Opponents include the California chapter of the Council on American Islamic Relations, or CARE. Usama Mukarram, the legislative and government affairs director of CARE, calls the bill's passage disappointing. He says that the original language of the bill was meant to target hate in schools generally, but in the end, shifted to covering only anti-Semitism. Mukarram says this shift has made the bill more of a censorship bill than anti-discrimination.
The problem with this bill was that it was built on the foundation of conflating anti-Semitism with anti-Israeli sentiment. And sentiment that was critical of the policies of the Israeli government. From that point onward, this bill would chills classroom instruction by pressuring teachers to avoid discussions around Palestine, around Islamophobia, and other contested topics.
Mohammed Sheikh is the organizing director of the Arab Resource and Organizing Center Action. He says he's especially disappointed that the bill passed with no opposition from legislators. He says despite Governor Newsom proclaiming to be the resistance against President Donald Trump, Newsom is taking a page from the Trump playbook. This because the bill is based on the definition of anti-Semitism that the Trump administration has adopted and used to target universities. Sheikh said teachers are already operating under fear of attacks by the Trump administration, and Newsom is adding yet another censor.
He brought this into K-12 in California. He has adopted the Trump playbook, and that is absolutely unacceptable and outrageous for our communities. And it really sets a dangerous precedent because, as we know, what happens here in California is very likely to be replicated across the country.
Both Sheikh and Mukarram express disappointment in what feels like the state ignoring concerns from teachers. Some of the opposition for the bill came from educational organizations and unions, like the California Teachers Association and the California Faculty Association, who called the bill a slippery slope into censorship for other vulnerable communities. Mukarram specifically says that the idea behind the bill will be spread into other sectors of life.
The efforts to censor criticism of the Israeli government on social media platforms, right? We'll see this in the health sphere. We'll see this everywhere. It'll be duplicated as a tried and tested method of how to pass censorship initiatives, right, through our state and federal infrastructure. It's not about this particular issue per se. It's about how, different forces are politicizing issues with the target of limiting and challenging our First Amendment rights as Americans.
Supporters of the bill's passage did not respond for comment. For KPFA News, I'm Kennedy Quayle.